Hi, this is a dictation for Lanetta McLean, LANETTAMCCLAIN. Date of service is 11/5/2025. Date of accident is 2/23/2025. And date of birth is 2/7/1956. The patient presents with a history of ongoing pain in the neck, the lower back, with radiation to both arms and right leg posteriorly and anteriorly, with motor weakness, numbness and tingling constantly, involving all the fingers and right side of the foot and toes. These symptoms are constant and they have been affecting her ability to do ADLs. In addition, patient is suffering from pain in both the shoulders and the MRI have been done and they will be discussed at the end of the visit. Only the MRI for the lumbar spine, cervical spine is available. That will be discussed. The rest of the MRI for shoulder are not done yet. And patient will be doing them ASAP. So far, the patient has not authorized or consented for having injection treatment yet. She is only relying on conservative treatment, which includes physical therapy and chiropractic treatment medications. At this time, patient has a pain level between 6 and 8, affecting the headache, both shoulders, neck, and the lower back, and sometimes right knee. ADLs are affected. Patient reports 70% relief in the pain symptoms. And please review the records for ADL for system review. Substance abuse, as well as the compliance instructions. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 68, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/20/2025, dictation number 1021-010. Diagnosis is in the same plan. After reviewing the map, the patient was provided with the following medication, which includes Celebrex, Acifex, Celebrex for 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol, 50 mg PRN for pain relief. Wellbutrin is provided, 150 mg XR for mood, anxiety and panic disorders. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain. And Medigesic and Lidopro. And Medigesic is provided for headaches. Lidopro ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is ordered a OT for 8 weeks. Evaluate and treat, and at the recommendation of the physical therapy, Southfield PC for OT encounter, which has been reviewed. MRIs were done and they are available. MRI of the lumbar spine shows bulging disc from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with facet arthropathy. Disc herniation of L2-3 is noticed. Bilateral neuroforamen narrowing is noticed. In the cervical spine, the patient has a bulging disc C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, T6-7. Herniated disc is present at C3-4 and C4-5 and C5-6 with moderate cerebral canal stenosis. Patient is recommended four injections for epidural lumbar spine and two injections to the cervical spine to bring desired relief. Once patient consents, they will be done. Facet joint injections are recommended from L2-3 to S5-S1 bilaterally as is found for facet hypertrophy in the MRIs. Thank you.